Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. God's grace is meant to be our catalyst to living passionate lives that bear fruit of eternal value. You weren't created to live a normal life whose impact only lasts for this life. God, in His grace and love, has called you to more. You were made for a life of deep and lasting impact. You see, in response to God's work in our hearts, we are called to share the wonders of His invisible nature with a world in desperate need of Him. The truth is that your life will never be fulfilling until you allow God to use you to touch someone. You were made to share God's heart with this world, and you won't find fulfillment in anything besides allowing God to flow through you to touch someone else. In today's message titled, Letting God Use You to Touch Another Person, Evangelist Paul Acqua talks about the importance of working with God to touch the lives of people around us.
God wants to flow through you so you can bear fruit. He wants to flow through you so you can touch someone else. He wants to flow through you so He talks about how important it is to abide in Him. In John chapter 15, the Bible says, it's impossible not to bear fruit if you are connected to Him. John chapter 15, verse 4 to 5 reads like this, Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. So how do I bear fruit? He's the vine and all we are is a branch. All we have got to do is to stay connected to him. And it's impossible for you not to bear fruit. It's impossible for God not to flow through you once you are connected to the vine. The fruit is not produced by the believer, but by the Holy Spirit, as we live in union with Him. Our part is to yield and trust God, and God's part is to flow through us to produce the fruit. Fruit is being a vessel for God to flow through to touch somebody else. Maybe it's a person that needs healing, and you just pray for them, and they get healed. That's fruit. Maybe it's a person who's been discouraged and you just have an encouraging word for them. That's bearing fruit. Fruit is anything that God flows through that is touching another person. This is what God made you for. He specifically chose you so He can flow through you to bear fruit, to touch people's life, to give the help that people need. Look at John chapter 15 verse 16. The Bible says, You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. John 15:16. So you see, you bear fruit when you are attached to the vine. Is the life of the vine flowing through you, my friend? For example, if I minister to you, if you are dealing with grief, then fruit is to see you encouraged. If you are dealing with sickness, then fruit would be healing. If you aren't born again, then fruit would be seeing you get born again. If you are dealing with marriage problems, then fruit would be helping you to restore that marriage. Fruit cannot be just one thing. It's allowing God to flow through you to touch people's lives. And I hope you will do that today. God loves every person. He loves everybody. He wants people to prosper, spirit, soul, and body. And He wants to flow through you to manifest His love. The reason for living is not just so that you can personally receive for yourself, but it's so that you can be a blessing. And I tell you, when you get to a place that your whole life is about letting God flow through you and touching somebody else, it just moves you to a different level. It moves you to a higher level of life. It moves you to a new dimension. When you are all wrapped up in yourself, you make a really small package. But when you learn to live for other people, it's amazing. My friend, how exciting and amazing it is to see people get born again because God spoke through you. You know, you speak for God. God speaks through us to people. So people get born again because God spoke to them through you. You speak for Him. We represent God. We are His ambassadors. He speaks through us. We plead with people on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. We live for God. That's what the Bible says, that I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. So God has put His Spirit in us that is greater than the opposition that we face out there. As He is in heaven, so are we on this earth. You are here for God. Christ wants to disciple the world. He has commanded us to do so on His behalf, and He promises to be with us throughout this campaign. We plead for Him. So He said, Jesus said this, everyone knows this, is the Great Commission, that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. So God is with us in this campaign. We represent Him. We speak for Him. Whatever God wants to do on this earth, He uses people like you and me. We are here on this earth as agents of change. Let's allow Him to flow through us to impact the world. He says we are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That's recorded in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus speaking to His followers. Let God flow through you, and I tell you, and this is a fact, you will be addicted to serve Him and others. Let me read you a scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 15. This is Paul writing to the Corinthian church saying, I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. They have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. So Paul said, submit yourself to the household of Stephanas, because they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. My friend, once you have God flow through you and you see somebody who is on his way to hell, but now going to go to heaven because of you, or if you see a marriage healed, or people saved, or healed physically, it becomes addictive, and there's nothing greater than that. That's the greatest thing in the world that you can do. Being addictive to serve God and others is the greatest thing in the world. It helps you think what would have happened if you hadn't been here, or if you hadn't been on their side, there for them. What if you hadn't ministered to people who needed help? Your life must count, my friend. Your life must make a difference. It's the same for everyone. It's not only ministers. It's not only apostles. It's not only teachers and evangelists and prophets and pastors. It's not only church leaders, but it's for everyone. We are here to represent God and allow Him to flow through us so we can touch other people. This is what God ordained us for, to deliver us from this present evil world so that we can go and help somebody else to get delivered. And that's what I'm sharing with you today, that God loves you. He chose you and He wants you to have an abundant life. He wants you to be a blessing. He wants to flow through you to touch somebody else. And I just pray that today this would be an encouragement, not a condemnation to you if you haven't seen it happen, but rather to draw you towards God and ask God to flow through you. He wants you to bear fruits that will remain. That's what the Bible is saying. There are people that you know who will never hear me or other preachers except you. Those people will respond to you. It doesn't matter how much money other ministries and ministers are spending to spread the gospel. There are people you know who will never hear about them, but they know you. They are the people close to you. They are the people you work with. They are your classmates, your roommates, your neighbors. They are the people you meet at the market or in the shops. They are people that you come into contact with day in and day out. These are the people that you know or come into contact with who will never hear of me or never hear of another minister. But you could influence them if you would just recognize this is what God made you for, to go and bear fruit. And I promise you, if you ever experience it, you will be addicted to witnessing and speaking for the Lord, standing there for God, representing Him, and bringing help to people. There is nothing like letting God flow through you and you get connected to Him. He is your source. You may be thinking, how do I figure out the way to reach out to people? Well, that goes back to the first part of the scripture I read in John chapter 15. He is the vine and all we are is a branch. All you have got to do is to stay connected to Him. And it's impossible for you not to bear fruit. And it's impossible for you not to let God flow through you to touch people. You cannot struggle to produce because He flows through you. Allow Him, my friend. We need to understand that you are not your own. God is in you. Therefore, He can flow through you. That's why the Bible says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? So you see, God is flowing through us to touch people, to manifest His love. God's Spirit in you is far greater than anything in the world. He's giving us life from His life, from His very own Spirit. We live in God and God lives in us. Our standing in the world is on Christ's behalf. Therefore, He can flow through us to touch people. We are here for Him. As He is in heaven, so are we on this earth. If we can understand that, then we will allow Him to work through us, to impact the world, to bring positive changes to our society and our neighborhood, to make our life count. And if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, then whatever I'm saying now is not really going to be applicable to you. You wouldn't have any sense of trying to stand in for God and speak for Him. But I tell you, if you will receive Him and allow His Spirit to flow through you, you will see that you can do exceedingly abundantly above what you even ever expected. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at plus 44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.